It's a great day for a divorce. Lauren took a quick look around to see if anyone had heard her talking to herself before she hurried up the courthouse steps. If everything went according to plan, she would walk out of this building a free woman. She'd sleep a lot better and breathe a lot easier, minus the 180 pounds of man meat she'd been lugging around for far too long. A blessed blast of cool air billowed from the building when she hauled open the plate glass door. Although it was a few days into September, the hot, humid temps that plagued Sterling through the lazy months of summer were stubbornly hanging on. She lifted her hand in greeting to Rusty as he tucked the floor polisher into the janitorial closet. She nodded to colleagues she met in the hallway. The reverberation of her high heels clicking against the marble floor had her smiling. It was a satisfying sound, one she'd heard nearly every workday since she passed the Maryland bar and ordered the door plaque that read, Lauren E. Hunkovic, Attorney at Law. Her attaché thumped against the door of courtroom number 3 as she grabbed the handle. The room was empty and quiet as they made their way up the center aisle and took seats at the plaintiff's table. Lauren snapped open her soft leather case and pulled out the file containing her divorce papers. Papers that were missing a vital signature, and it wasn't hers. She spent a few minutes studying her notes and mulling over all the arguments and rebuttals that might arise. The court clerk entered from one of the 2 doors located behind the judge's bench, perused the room, and then ducked back inside the office. The judge must be ready to start, Lauren told her father, glancing at her watch. 1 minute before 9. It's just like Greg to be late. Never takes a single thing seriously. Dipping her gaze to her notes again, she murmured, He's probably rescuing some poor decrepit soul out there somewhere. If there was a poor decrepit soul within 100-mile radius of Sterling, Greg would find it. That was certain. A few minutes later, the door at the main entrance to the courtroom swung open, and Greg waltzed in. Lauren forced herself not to turn around, keeping her eyes glued to the documents in front of her. But she could see his loose, breezy stride in her mind's eye, and she could easily imagine his attire, battered steel-toed Wolverines, worn blue jeans and T-shirt. If he'd decided to dress up for the occasion, he might have gone all out and donned a polo shirt. With her arm firmly twisted behind her back, she'd have admitted the fact that, when they first met, Greg's blue-collar style had appealed to her. He was different from the men she'd dated, the studious collegians that had made up her social circle while she earned her law degree. Soft, worn denim had the ability to hug a man's rear like no other fabric, and the physical nature of Greg's work tightened his glutes to pinch-tempting firmness. The memory had heat flushing Lauren's face. She'd grown adept at ignoring her husband altogether. The practice had kept her sane for months now. But to force those inappropriate images from her brain, she lifted her gaze to the empty court clerk's desk and snipped, It's good that some people finally decided to show up. Good morning to you too, Lauren. He stood next to her, close enough that the familiar scent of him, bath soap and sunshine, forced the muscles of her belly to tense involuntarily. She felt him move away, heard him take a seat at the defendant's table, and that's when she stole a glance. His skin was tanned to a deep golden olive, his black-as-night hair slicked back from his morning shower, his even blacker eyes staring directly at her. She redirected her gaze as casually as possible.